Thank you so much. Hey, everybody, I want you to just settle in for 5 minutes and take a little time to listen to some good stuff. We all need it. It's proven that it makes us happier and healthier. So stay right where you're at for 5 minutes. That's all we ask.
Counting down just a couple of days away now from the start of the big Black Hills Stock Show. Some new things this year, like the Bullfighters Only on February 1st, the Ian Muncy concert on February 7th, which I think you can still get a ticket for if you want to go to blackhillsstockshow.com. Don't forget the Ranch Rodeo on February 4th, Bronx for breakfast. Where do you find out more information about scheduling? Well, go to blackhillsstockshow.com.
I just happened to be looking at the schedule, and even the church lineups are incredible. So check it all out. And while we're talking good things, let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. Sounds like it's time to check in to Tri-State Livestock News. They are packed with insights on cattle, grain, sheep, all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Don't miss it, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
All right. Well, Kim, what are you going to start with today?
I'm going to kick it off with, it's an oldie but a goodie. It's called the Gray-Haired Brigade. The typical U.S. household headed by a person age 65 or older has a net worth 47 times greater than a household headed by someone under 35, according to recent analysis. Now, this is a few years old, so don't be looking up the facts and letting me know how off I am. They like to refer to us as senior citizens, old fogies, geezers, and in some cases, dinosaurs. Some of us are baby boomers getting ready to retire. Others have been retired for some time. We walk a little slower these days, and our eyes and hearing are not what they used to be. We worked hard, raised our children, worshipped our God, and have grown old together. In school, we studied English, history, math, and science, which enabled us to lead America into the technological age. Most of us remember what outhouses were. Many of us were firsthand experience. We remember the days of telephone party lines, 25-cent gasoline, and milk and ice being delivered to our homes. We are probably considered old-fashioned and outdated by many, but there are a few things you need to remember for completely writing us off. We won World War II, fought in Korea and Vietnam. We can quote the Pledge of Allegiance and know where to place our hand while doing so. We wore the uniform of our country with pride and lost many friends on that battlefield. We didn't fight for the socialist states of America. We fought for the land of the free and the home of the brave. We wore different uniforms but carried the same flag. We know the words to the Star Spangled Banner and America the Beautiful by heart, and you may even see some tears running down our cheeks as we sing. We have lived what many of you should have read in history books, and we feel no obligation to apologize to anyone for America. Yes, we are old and slow these days, but rest assured we have at least one good fight left in us. We have loved this country, fought for it, and died for it, and now we are going to save it. It is our country, and nobody is going to take it away from us. We took oaths to defend America against enemies, foreign and domestic, and that is an oath we plan to keep. There are those who want to destroy this land we love, but like our founders, there is no way we're going to remain silent. You youngsters need to taste socialism and see evil face to face to understand you don't like it after all. You make a noise, most of all, too interested in their careers or climbing the social ladder to be involved in such mundane things as patriotism and voting. Many of those who fell for the great lie in 2008 are now having buyer's remorse. With all the education we gave you, you didn't have sense enough to see through the lies and instead drank the Kool-Aid. Well, don't worry, youngsters. The Gray-Haired Brigade is here. We're taking back the nation. We may drive a little slower than you would like, but we get where we're going. And in 2020, we're driving to the polls again by the millions. So the next time you have a chance to say the Pledge of Allegiance, stand up. Put your hand over your heart, honor your country, and thank God for the old geezers of the Gray-Haired Brigade. That's from, of course, 4 years ago, well, now 5 years ago, but a strong message about the Gray-Haired Brigade.
And if you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this radio station for more of the good stuff.